Let's take another call. Julian Stacey is calling us from Munich. Good afternoon, Julian.
Hello. I'm British in Munich, been here about 30 years. My point is 3.5 million British around the world were disenfranchised. Anyone who wants to know, it's in Hansard, Secretary to the Cabinet Office, 26th of February 2016. 700,000 votes were stolen from British resident in the EU. Anyone who'd been here more than 15 years wasn't allowed to vote by the British because they thought they should be allowed to decide whether they wanted to leave, but they weren't going to allow us to know what was going to happen. Sorry, I'm being inarticulate.
No. Go on.
So, like, there's nearly everyone here in Munich is dead scared. Most 95% of two meetings of 70 people are applying for German nationality, not because they really want it, but because they're just scared what the British are doing to them.
But wait. Haven't you been told something that's a bit reassuring? We are able to move forward because we're told the status of people like yourself. And the status of people from Europe who are working and living in Britain at the moment is supposedly safeguarded.
We don't believe them.
You don't believe them?
No. I wouldn't want to speak for all the other people, but we simply don't believe them. The real point is the leave margin was only 1.27 million. There's, of the 700,000 in the EU, I think the vast majority would want to remain.
No, sure, it's the not believing. I understand that you are angry that you weren't allowed to take part, but you've been living abroad.
We're
you weren't furious. Eligible to vote.
Furious,
I, and I hear it.
Furious.
But just tell me a bit more. But that's gone. That's
it hasn't gone.
Well, the thing is, let's talk.
We're desperate for a second referendum, a first democratic referendum. Everyone in Britain says we voted on it. Now live with it.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't vote on it. Our votes were stolen.
Yeah.
Britain is not democratic. Britain is a thief. It stole our votes.
Okay.
3.5 million people around the world. And get this, there's only two countries in the whole of the EU that steal votes from their citizens. Mm. Britain and its clone from 100 years ago, Southern Ireland, Ayr.
I just want to know from you, Julian, the thing about the fear. So the government has said, actually, you'll be fine. We've sorted this out. Now, what do you think they're going to sort of backflip on that?
I wouldn't really like to tell you, but what I can tell you is of the two meetings of 70 people that I attended in Munich, 95% of the people were going to be applying for German citizenship.
Mm.
They didn't want it. They felt they had to. Personally, I'm not doing it. I'm staying British. And you know the craziest thing? When I heard this referendum was coming up, my first thought was, oh, God, I'm going to have to spend a lot of time researching it to decide whether to vote Remain or leave. Then I discovered they weren't even going to allow me to vote. And I was going to vote not what was best for me, but what was best for Britain. But Britain obviously doesn't feel the same about its expats as I do about Britain.
Okay.
Britain was happy to abuse us. They stole our vote.
I can hear your rage. Thank you very much for your call.